are back again with the Warren County Radio Bible School, and what we're doing is looking at an article in the publication, Seek the Old Paths. Now, I had begun reviewing this article in our last class, and it was too lengthy to finish in the time we had. So I'm going to finish that today, and what I'm going to do, when I get through with the article, I'm going to give you the information you need to be able to subscribe to this publication. Now, it is absolutely free. This isn't anything about that you have to pay for. You either go to the website or write the editor that you'd like to receive this in your home, and it will come in your home. It's called Seek the Old Paths, and so you may want to get a paper and a pencil handy. This is the December 2023 issue, and the feature article, or the front page article on this, is titled Blood in the Land of Promise. I was asked to write this article for this publication, and so that's why I'm reviewing it. Let me give you a little quick review of where we've been, and then we'll pick up where we were and complete this article. You see, God promised Abraham the land from the Euphrates River all the way to the river of Egypt, which is a wadi that flows north out of the Sinai Peninsula. It's much greater than the hills of Judea, where much of the history of Israel takes place. And God promised that land would go to his seed forever. And so because of the conflicts that are going on over in the Gaza Strip right now, some are looking at this and say, well, now Israel's just claiming the land that God gave them forever. Let me tell you something about that word, forever. When we read such language, we may tend to think in terms of eternity. But his was not a promise for eternity. We read about forever, and sometimes we look at the Great American Prairie. We say it goes on forever, but we know it is bound by mountains and seas and woodlands. We say forever because it extends beyond the horizon, and the end is not in view. Forever and ever means beyond the horizon and then some, but the mountains are still out there. That is what these Hebrew words mean, forever and everlasting. A servant was to serve his master forever, but not into eternity. The old Sabbath was to be kept forever, but it's no longer binding today. The Aaronic priesthood was forever, but it ended. God was to dwell in Solomon's temple forever, but that temple has long been gone. Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And in Jonah 2 and verse 6, he said he was there forever. Well, I suppose 3 days and three nights would have been long enough for any of us in that situation. The Hebrew word translated forever and everlasting are relative terms that should be understood in the context. They refer to the full time under consideration. Now we read in Joshua that God did give them the land, that nothing failed. And then we read that David recovered the land, and Solomon reigned over it, and Nehemiah affirmed it, and Stephen believed it. Now that's the review of where we've gone so far in this article about blood in the land of promise. Let me pick up now and read the rest. God gave Israel the land of promise, but they were slow to receive it. For a time they had it all. Their ability to retain it was conditional. Moses said, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2. Twice Moses said, if. In this context, if means conditional. Rebellion and disobedience would have consequences. because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God, it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, that ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even to the other. Deuteronomy 28:62-64. Israel did not obey God. The nations around them harassed them and occupied their inheritance. The Assyrians removed the inhabitants of the 10 northern tribes and so scattered them among the nations that they lost their identity. The Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem and carried the inhabitants away. The Persians allowed the Jews to return, but the Persian king retained control of the land until Alexander the Great wrested it from them. After the death of Alexander, the Grecian rulers of Egypt and the Grecian rulers of Syria fought back and forth over control of the area. During a time of weakness, the Maccabees arose from among the Jews to exert their independence. The heirs of the Maccabees fought among themselves and asked Pompey to settle their disputes. Pompey did so by exerting his own rule over the land. The Romans allowed the Idumean family of Herod to reign in Judea, but in time replaced them with their own appointed governors. When the Jews rebelled, the Roman armies again destroyed Jerusalem. The control of the land went from Rome to Byzantium, to the Arabs, to the Crusaders, to the Muslims, to the Albanians, to the Russians, to the Germans, to the British. The inhabitants came to be called Palestinians. In the aftermath of World War II, Jewish refugees from Europe came to this land, and with the backing of the United Nations, they established the modern state of Israel in 1948. Immediately, conflict between Palestinians and the Jews erupted, and their conflict continues to this day. Some see these conflicts as fulfillments of Bible prophecy, but the promises made to Abraham and his to his seed have long since been fulfilled and forfeited. There, forever is over. The news from Gaza is disturbing. The brutality is sickening. The reactions are frightening. The political ramifications are ominous. And religious sensationalists are again poised to prey on the ill-informed. The end may be near, but the current conflict in the Gaza Strip is not a sign of the second coming of Christ. Of that day and hour knoweth no man. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord doth come. Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Blessed is he, that servant, to whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware. Matthew 24:36-42, 44, 46, and 50. We do not know what will happen from now until the Lord returns, and even if we did know, such knowledge would serve no spiritual purpose. We already know how to respond to God, come what may. It is always patient continuance in well-doing, Romans 2:7, for it is written, the just shall live by faith, Habakkuk 2:4. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, and Hebrews 10:38. Now that is that article on blood in the land of promise. I want you to note that as we read that, this is not a political piece that I have been reading from. I've been giving Bible teachings, and it's always right to teach what the Bible says As far as the politics on that, I've got some opinions on that, but the purpose of this program is not for me to express my political opinions. I come to you in the Warren County Radio Bible School as a Bible teacher. And we would need to discuss the politics of what is occurring over in Israel and the Gaza Strip on another program. But I'm talking about what the Bible teaches concerning the modern state of Israel and ancient Israel. The prophecies so many speak of in the Bible have been fulfilled. And if the Lord comes, He'll come in His time without a sign. That's what we're promised. Now, this came from Seek the Old Paths. It's a monthly publication of the Leone Church of Christ and under the oversight of its elders. And it is free, being supported by the contributions of both individuals and congregations. Now, you can subscribe to this. There are two ways, two things I want you to do. If you've got your thing to write down, got your writing instrument and a piece of paper, then write Leone, that's L-E-O-N-I, Leone Church of Christ, Post Office Box 7506, McMinnville, Tennessee, 37111. Garland Robinson is the editor. You simply need to include your address and said, I would like to receive STOP in my home. That STOP stands for Seek the Old Paths. You can write it out or use the abbreviation. And the other thing you can do is go to the website, www.seektheoldpaths.com. That's www.seektheoldpaths.com. You'll have access to every issue that has been printed, and you'll find ways that you can subscribe to that publication there. Now, I wrote that article, and I read it to you, and I might write another one for them. I'll read that to you as well. And I do so because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as the students in this school know, what we spend most of our time doing is looking back at old Sunday school lessons. Before we started in on this article about blood in the land of promise, I was looking at a Sunday school lesson that was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of May the 15th, 1927. And it's about Peter on the day of Pentecost. Well, we read the entirety of the second chapter of Acts. You know, that second chapter of Acts is sometimes called the hub of the Bible, because so much turns on that. The old covenant is ended, and the new covenant is announced, and the resurrection of Christ is proclaimed to all the world, beginning in Jerusalem. It'll advance to Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Peter is the spokesman on that day, and that's the day that he announces that whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and he tells us how to do it in verse 38, to repent and be baptized for the remission of our sins. Well, we need to keep preaching the same thing Peter preached today.